Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brock Purdy is out officially for the game on Sunday between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Mac Jones is on the injury report as well, officially listed as questionable. So there's your quarterback situation for the 49ers going in to the late window national game at 1:25. Niners and Bucks both 4-1. And Brock is out. Mac is questionable. And let's also add Ricky Pearsall is officially out for the game on Sunday.
And I wonder if all of this came from the flight manifest as they got on the plane and you start to look at, all right, who's in 12A? Is Ricky there? No. All right, he's out. How about 8B? Brock? Brock?
Go on.
No? And, you know, like when you get on the plane sometimes and they're like, would the passenger, Jim Smith, please raise his hand in 23B? Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Hit your call sign button if you are so-and-so, and nobody does. It's like, oh, well, he's out. And I would imagine they're not going to fly at this point. Like, why would you fly Brock Purdy if he's out?
I don't know. I don't know if they'll be at the game.
Well, they didn't fly to L.A. Like, Brock didn't fly to L.A. for that game. He stays.
Yeah, probably. Probably, yeah. Why would you do that? I don't know. Oh, and Juwan Jennings is listed as questionable. He practiced again today. That one feels a little bit better than not, but he's also questionable. So the Tampa Bay Bucs have their own problems. Chris Godwin was announced today as out, although he's been out for the majority of the last year and a half. But he's been back in for the last two games.
Yep.
He's out. We know Mike Evans is out. Bucky Irving is out. So
how about Cade Otton?
Cade Otton's in.
Yeah, boy.
Cade's
in. Let's go.
And Tampa has something that the 49ers don't, which is their starting quarterback. So he will play, and he's leading the MVP race probably right now in the minds of many. But there's no question about it. These two teams, for me, for my money, these have been the two most impressive starts of anybody in the NFL because they're both 4-1, and nobody has had their best pitch yet. Nobody's been fully healthy, and largely both of them have been trailing in the fourth quarter of most of their football games, yet they're both 4-1. So bravo to both of them. They're tough. They show fight. They've got moxie. They're being well coached, and so let's see them go head-to-head, even though both of them will be limping to get there.
Yeah, and we could talk a little bit more about who's been luckier, and you know I don't love the word luck as it pertains to when you play football and you actually win a game in clutch moments, but I do think we can look at these two 4-1 teams, and we can examine their wins and even their losses, and we can look at, you know, who's been more lucky, and maybe luck's not the word because, you know, I don't like it, but if you look at Tampa Bay and they're 4-1, they got a semi-gift when Younghoe Koo, no longer employed, missed a field goal, and the Niners had a throw up for grabs that their guy went up and got. You had a pass breakup. You had a forced fumble. Each of these teams, I do think, is a mirror image of the other one as far as like fortuitous late game victories.
Two different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Tampa's done it with a heroic quarterback on a 2-minute drill. The 49ers have done it in a multitude of ways, right? They've done it with Alfred Collins punching out a ball. They've done it with a fourth down stop. Brock Purdy took them on a game-winning drive, but fluttered his touchdown pass into the air, seemingly headed for nowhere, but it ended up in the arms of Jake Tonjes. Mac Jones did have a nice drive against Arizona, put them in field goal range, so that one, I'm sure, felt really good. And the New Orleans one, they just won that football game. They played from ahead on that one. So, I don't know, like the way the heroics of it seem to be a little bit different, but you're right from the general sense of heroics, fourth quarter heroics. And that says something about these teams. I don't know if either of these teams are the best teams. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
I'd favor the Lions right now if they're playing either one of these teams.
Right. And even, but, I mean, the Packers at 2-1-1 are an interesting.
Maybe, yeah, they're a good team.
You know, Washington, now that they have their quarterback back, I do think that the NFC is fairly wide open. And I'm thinking about Tampa and their win over Seattle, where it's 2nd and 1. Seattle's on their own 32, and Darnold throws an interception. And so now Tampa gets the ball, and all right, thank you. And we go boop, boop, boop. Use your timeouts. We kick a field goal, 39 yards. We win. And before that, one of their earlier games, they got a big-time PI that went their way. Younghoe Koo missed a kick. So each of these teams has benefited from either mistakes by the other team, big plays by them, or just dumb luck.
Yeah, fortuitous.
Yep.
No question about it. But you know what? Sports needs that. Sports needs that. I don't know why this is the one that just popped into my head. And Kawhi Leonard, the year that Toronto beat Golden State, was it that year, I believe, that in an earlier Eastern Conference round, it was like a walk-off series-ending game-winning shot from the corner that boinked up on the rim and went straight up in the air and boink, boink, and
that
then went in.
That sounds right, yeah.
Was that right, Grandy? Was that the same year?
Yeah, that was 2019.
Yeah, okay. Like, I mean,
it was like a triple boinker.
I remember Tiger Woods one time heading into the Masters in the middle of his highest run. And they're like, what do you need this week to win? And he's like, breaks. I need breaks. You know what I mean? Sometimes you hit the ball in the tree and pops off the tree and goes in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's part of sports. The Niners got a lot of poor luck last year. The Niners are having a lot of good luck so far this year. It leads to this question, at least to start things off. 888-957-9570 is the number. We would really love, Niner fans, let's line this up and let's do this. And let's really talk out where you're at on the quarterback position, especially now with the firm news that Brock is out. Mac is questionable. The Niners have been clear about their plan. They're planning to play Mac. They want to be open for if something goes wrong here in the next 48 hours. But Mac Jones is going to start, and Brock Purdy is out. Okay, so with that information in your hip pocket, let's do what we can to prevent Christmas hypotheticals or even Thanksgiving hypotheticals. That's way down the road. But if Mac Jones wins this game, just this game, and they go 5-1, do you automatically and unequivocally want him to get Sunday Night Football next week against the Atlanta Falcons? How would you answer that? 888-957-9570. How would you answer that?
If they win and they get to 5-1?
If they win this weekend, do you 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, want Mac Jones to start Sunday Night Football, Atlanta Falcons, Levi's Stadium, October 19th.
Absolutely. And it's not only, you know, the fact that you win, but even if he wins in an ugly fashion, you get to 5-1, and now you're building up so much time and space to where you get into what I think is the real part of the conversation, which is if you get to urgency and importance, then you look at it and you think, okay, man, we absolutely need to win this game to make the playoffs. Maybe you go to a more limited Brock Purdy than you do Mac Jones. If you think Brock is better, then yeah, that decision becomes tougher. If you're 5-1 and you're stacking wins and you've got all of this built up house money or equity, whatever you want to call it, then yeah, if you believe that Brock is better, they do, you do, I do, whoever else does, doesn't really matter. They do is the most important thing. So if you're 5-1, then all right, Brock, you're 89% healthy. Let's get you to 93. And then they beat Atlanta. Let's get you to 97. You're under less pressure at that point, I think, to not rush him back, but to turn to him if he's not totally ready.
I will totally surprise you and say no.
I know.
But,
yeah.
But not for the reason that you think.
Not because you're the president of Brockistan?
No, but I'm keeping that title.
Yep.
Did I win the election again this week?
Always.
Thank you.
Landslide.
Thank you. That's exciting.
There's one name on the ballot.
Tell my constituents.
One of those classic one name on the ballot elections.
Once again, done a really good job. No, like, here's what I would say. I find the whole conversation fascinating from the standpoint of we feel like we know these percentages and we don't. I subscribe to week league, and you'll hear coaches say that a lot. Matt LaFleur said it earlier this year when he got really ticked at one of his players when they were 2-0, and they did an interview where they're like, I think we can go undefeated. And newsflash, the Packers haven't won a game since. They've had a bye, a tie, and a loss at Cleveland, and they're 2-1-1. And LaFleur's like, I keep telling these guys, he goes, I'm obviously not talking loud enough. This is a week-to-week league. Now, Brock Purdy did some work on the side today. So can you tell me unequivocally that he's not 100% Wednesday? I mean, I know it feels like that, and some people are like, you're never going to be 100% with turf toe. I don't know. I don't know. And the other thing is, the most under-discussed thing over the last 2 weeks is Max hurt too. And the chances of him coming out of this game with an injury designation, I would argue, seem pretty high. So to me, there's enough fuzziness around this in terms of which one is the healthier quarterback, is Brock close to 100%, and what if they win, but it's like an ugly one? What if it's a defensive struggle? What if they win 13-10? So I'm not going to tell you no 100% he shouldn't start by any stretch. But I want to know those circumstances, and I think that's fair. I want to know, did Mac actually play well? I want to know, is he healthy? And then I would love some sort of definition on Brock's health that we still don't have. The 49ers, I don't even know which foot it is. Do you?
No.
I don't even know which foot
it
is.
I think it's the right, but we all were having this debate out there in the green room about which one it is. And, you know, for me, the fact that he's already out and he probably won't make the trip, I would guess, because if you're out, why would you fly him to Tampa for him to be out?
A little moral support.
Yeah, but come on.
Tell Mac, like, on this third down play, here's what works. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if that really has added value on a six-hour flight, and I've made that flight, whoop, and it's, you know, it's a little bit longer than you think. So if you think that Brock is close, you leave Brock here, he gets treatment, he gets better, and then maybe he starts against Atlanta. But for me, it becomes more about where you are in the season. It's October. And if you rush Brock back, and I know it wouldn't be rushing him back.
I don't know.
And maybe he gets hurt against Atlanta. Well, now he might be out another month.
No, I'm not. I'm certainly not in favor of that. Let's squeeze one in. Hassan in Milpitas, 888-957-9570. The question is, if the Niners win with Mac Jones on Sunday, do you automatically already want to sign up for another one on Sunday Night Football next weekend? Hassan, thanks for calling. What's up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey. All right. I personally believe that you just keep rolling with it, right? I mean, if the guy's playing well, he's winning games, you got a really great defense, you got players around him that are like, believe in him, they support him. So I think the team just rolls with it. Now, you guys made a good point. If he's struggling, if they lose a game, you know, those wins really cover a lot of the issues. So I think you just keep rolling with him. I like what I've seen with Mac Jones, and I even liked him back in when he got drafted with the Patriots. It was really polarizing. Like, you know, how does this guy, you know, going to fill in the shoes of Tom Brady? So he fits really well in Shanahan's system, and he's showing it. I mean, I know he's a little banged up, but, you know, that's my thoughts. I'll kind of take your comments off air.
Okay.
One other thing I wanted to comment on one more thing. It was not Belichick in New England. It was all Tom Brady. So thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Hassan. Appreciate it. I mean, I think most people, I don't think anything is ever all one person. I don't think that's how sports works.
No.
But, I mean, Tom certainly, I remember when we were doing that argument. Bill or Brady?
Sure.
Brady. Yeah. I mean, he won the argument with what happened in Tampa.
I guess, but what happened in that first season, and Drew Bledsoe joined the morning show yesterday.
Yeah.
AFC championship game, Brady gets hurt and he is knocked out. They're up 7-3, and Bledsoe comes in and they score a touchdown, and Bledsoe leads them to the victory. And they basically took Pittsburgh apart with Drew. And then 2 weeks later, back to Tom.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. No, like, I mean. Yes, there's things happening around these people. Coaching for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.